way back in the 70s and 80s, Africans came here because they could easily find jobs, able to earn an income and, you know, just take care of folks back home. But since the economic downturn 10 years ago, and especially in the past 5 years, jobs are drying up, so many folks have been sitting here without jobs, have decided to go back home and look for new opportunities. Plus, we have a lot of new opportunities, mining companies like in Sierra Leone, Angola, that are, you know, employing. So many folks are going back to find jobs in Africa because they could not find jobs here in the U.S.
Some time ago, it used to be that in the healthcare profession that people could readily find jobs. Are they saying that jobs are hard to find in the healthcare profession also?
They are, because it used to be that when you came, you could just take a 3-month course and then you become a CNA and you can have a private job or work in a nursing home. But many of those jobs have now been taken because many companies are cutting back. There's also a cutback on the Medicare and Medicaid. So now hospitals, which are the main hiring agencies, they're looking for people with a bachelor's degree. And for somebody who's been here for 20 years or more, it's very hard to go back to school to get a BSN. So those jobs are also going up.
I am originally from Liberia, and you're coming from Sierra Leone. I've been noticing also that some Liberians have decided to go back home because they want to run for political office. Did you find that that is the case for some people?
Yeah, well, that's a huge trend in the Sierra Leonean community, because right now, you know, we have the All People's Congress. They're in power. Many in the diaspora supported this party when things were hard. So many are going back looking for jobs, and some have gotten good jobs. But again, as you know, not everybody will be able to get a job. Plus, when they go home, they also have to contend with people who've stayed and with the animosity, because people are feeling that, you know, we've been here and why are you coming back? So those are some of the other reasons why people are going back home, to get jobs in the government and just, you know, be in charge.
When I read the article, I also saw in the article some people complaining about what you call inflated and exorbitant utility bills here in the, take for example, the United States. Life is also boring here in the diaspora. Somebody said, here it is work, work, work and whole day. So what do you make of that?
Well, the utilities are killing. You know, when we first came here, of course, we don't have cell phones. You had a house phone. And then when the cell phone industry started, it was very low because your phone was basically a phone. Today, your iPhone is a computer, it's a video, it's everything. So the bills have quadrupled. For instance, in my family, I have a plan with two of my kids, and our bill is $202 every month. Our cable bill is a little over $160 a month. I mean, we're not talking about other bills. So, yeah, those bills have escalated. So even if you make $5,000 a month, by the time you pay those bills, you're back to zero. So that's another issue, because if you go to Freetown, they have what they call prepaid meters for electricity, and you pretty much don't have bills piling up. So that's also a very frustrating thing for many Africans.
Is there a particular lesson that you think Africans in the diaspora and in Africa can draw from this particular article?
Well, it's not just journalists, to tell you the truth. It's really Africans here in the diaspora. I don't know about Kenya or other places, but for Sierra Leoneans, when they go home, many really go there as big shots. You know, they go down, you know, they have SUVs. So they go there as if they're coming from, you know, a very, of course, these are very rich countries. But they make it look like once you get here, everything's okay. So we have to let folks know that, yes, okay, if you're going for 1 week and take $1,000, maybe you can live well for a week. But when you come back, many of these are credit cards which are loans. So we have to make it very clear that just living and coming here is not an easy way. In fact, here in the U.S., when you get here these days, it's almost impossible to get a driver's license and all those stuff, you know, just at the beginning. So it's very, very important for people to know that there are many, many, many millions of Americans that are out of a job. There are millions of Americans that are homeless, you know, people who are born here who have American passports. So just because you won the lottery and came with a green card, it doesn't guarantee a job. And again, you know, as the man said in the article, Mr. Capscano, it's very boring here too. And, you know, so when you come here, be ready. Life is not as it used to be. And you might be here for a year or two without a job. So we have to emphasize building structures back home, so we don't need to rush and come back, I mean, come here and, you know, suffer for years without really going back with anything.